नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36 एंड 37 मत्तम प्रमत्तम उन्मत्तम
मत्यम प्रमत्तम उन्मत्तम
सूक्तम बालम स्त्रियम जडम
सूक्तम बालम स्त्रियम जडम
प्रपन्नम विरथम भीतम
प्रपन्नम विरथम भीतम भीतम
नारिपुं हन्ति धर्मवेत्
नारिपुं हन्ति धर्मवेत्
मत्तम
मत्तम
केयरलेस
केयरलेस
प्रमत्तम
प्रमत्तम
इंटॉक्सिकेटेड
इंटॉक्सिकेटेड
अनमत्तम
अनमत्तम
इनसेन
इनसेन
सुप्तम
सुप्तम
अस्लीप
अस्लीप
बालम
बालम
बॉय
बॉय
स्त्रियम
स्त्रियम
वुमन
वुमन
जडम
जडम
फूलिश
फूलिश
प्रपन्नम
प्रपन्नम
सरेंडर्ड
सरेंडर
वीरथम One who has lost his chariot.
One who has lost his chariot.
Bhitam.
Bhitam.
Afraid.
Afraid.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Ripum.
Ripum.
Enemy.
Enemy.
Hanti.
Hanti.
Kill.
Kill.
Dharmavit.
Dharmavit.
One who knows the principles of religion.
One who knows the principle of religion.
Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid or devoid of his chariot, nor does he kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature or a surrendered soul. Please repeat. A person who knows the principles of religion
does not kill an enemy
who is careless
intoxicated
insane
asleep
afraid
or divided of his chariot
nor does he kill a boy,
a woman,
a foolish creature,
or a surrendered soul.
Purport. An enemy who does not resist is never killed by a warrior who knows the principles of religion. Formerly, battles were fought on the principles of religion and not for the sake of sense gratification. If the enemy happened to be intoxicated, asleep, etc., as above mentioned, he was never to be killed. These are some of the codes of the religious war. Formerly, war was never declared by the whims of selfish political leaders. It was carried out on religious principles free from all vices. Violence carried out on religious principles is far superior to so-called non-violence. Next one. Swapranaya parprane.
Swapranan, one's own life.
Yeah.
One who?
Paraprane. at the cost of others' lives.
At the cost of others' lives.
Prapushnati.
Prapushnati.
Maintains properly.
Maintains properly.
Agrana.
Agrana.
Shameless.
Shameless.
Khala.
Khala.
Wretched.
Wretched.
Tatvada.
Tatvada.
Killing of him.
Killing of him.
Tasya.
Tasya.
His.
His.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Shreya.
Shreya.
Well-being.
Well-being.
Yat.
Yat.
By which.
By which.
Doshat.
Doshat.
By the fault.
By the fault.
Yati.
Yati.
Goes.
Goes.
Adaha.
Adaha.
Downwards.
Downwards.
Puman.
Puman.
A person.
A person.
Translation. A cruel and wretched person who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his own actions. Purport. A life for life is just punishment for a person who cruelly and shamelessly lives at the cost of another's life. Political morality is to punish a person by a death sentence in order to save a cruel person from going to hell. That a murderer is condemned to a death sentence by the state is good for the culprit because in his next life he will not have to suffer for his act of murder. Such a death sentence for the murderer is the lowest possible punishment offered to him. And it is said in the Smriti Shastra that men who are punished by the king on the principle of a life for life are purified of all their sins, so much so that they may be eligible for being promoted to the planets of heaven. According to Manu, the great author of the civic codes and religious principles, even the killer of an animal is to be considered a murderer because animal food is never meant for the civilized man, whose prime duty is to prepare himself for going back to Godhead. He says that in the act of killing an animal, there is a regular conspiracy by the party of sinners, and all of them are liable to be punished as murderers, exactly like a party of conspirators who kill a human being combinedly. He who gives permission, he who kills the animal, he who sells the slaughtered animal, he who cooks the animal, he who administers distribution of the foodstuff, and at last he who eats such cooked animal food are murderers. And all of them are liable to be punished by the laws of nature. No one can create a living being despite of all advancement of material science, and therefore no one has the right to kill a living being by one's independent whims. For the animal eaters, the scriptures have sanctioned restricted animal sacrifices only, and such sanctions are there just to restrict the opening of slaughterhouses and not to encourage animal killing. The procedure under which animal sacrifice is allowed in the scriptures is good both for the animal sacrificed and the animal eaters. It is good for the animal in the sense that the sacrificed animal is at once promoted to the human form of life after being sacrificed at the altar. And the animal eater is saved from grosser types of sins, eating meat supplied by organized slaughterhouses, which are ghastly places for breeding all kinds of material affection to society, afflictions to society, country and the people in general. The material world is itself a place full of anxieties, and by encouraging animal slaughter, the whole atmosphere becomes polluted more and more by war, pestilence, famine, and many other unwanted calamities. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mattam Pramattam Unmattam Suptam Balam Striyam Jadam Prapannam Viratham Vitam Na Ripum Hanti Dharmavit. A person who knows the principles of religion, does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot. Nor does he kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul. Svapranānya paraprānai prapushnāti agranaha khalaha tadvadhastasya hi shreyo yaddoshādyati adhapumān. A cruel and wretched person who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own self-well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his own actions. Here we see Suta Goswami is telling the do's and don'ts. And actually, it's Krishna who is telling Arjuna. Right? We are in that. Krishna is telling Arjuna two things. The first one, he is talking about who not to kill. Very interesting, you know. We think that you can kill anybody, anytime, anywhere. But if you really follow the scriptures, even in killing, there are some religion, there are some principles, there are some rules. There's a big list here. Mattam, careless. You cannot kill only the person who challenges us, or if our own life is in danger, then in self-defense we can attack. We can retaliate. Not otherwise. Especially in the Kshatriya, he can kill somebody only when he is challenged and that person is having arms, you know, he is having weapons. Unarmed person and all this list. Mattam, Pramattam, Unmattam, Suptam, Balam, Striyam, Jadam, Prapannam, Viratam, Vitam. These are the quality. The categories. So here we see Ashwatthama killed the boys, the sons, while they were sleeping. So he has broken the law. So if you break this law and you kill any one of these, then what happens? You will go down. Here it says that the one who knows the religion principles, dharmavit, the one who is dharmavit, vit means knowledge, then he should not kill any one of these. And if he kills, then what happens? Then he is called as a cruel and very wretched person, you know. So prananya prane. For his own life or for his own sense gratification, he is killing somebody else. Then the best is to kill him. Of course, in civil society now we say death sentence. But now you see why there is a more and more problem, because even this is going out now. Slowly there are countries who are saying that no capital punishment. That is called capital punishment. So no capital punishment. Oh no, we should not do. And then that person is kept alive for so many years. And as a result, he acquires more and more sins. That sin itself is enough for him to take to one of the lowest hellish planets. There are so many hellish planets. So that's why for the Shreyo, it says, for his own well-being, own welfare, it is better to kill him. Tad vadhas tasya hi Shreyo. Vadhas. He can be killed, he should be killed. And Prabhupada in his purport gives so many examples, you know. So many instructions and so many reasons, causes for all this what is happening in the whole world. Because people are maintaining these huge slaughterhouses. Prabhupada says, not only killing a human being, even killing an animal, you become a murderer. You know, you become a murderer. So we should all actually join this movement, you know, of making people aware of their sins, how horrible things they are doing, especially the animal killing, you know. So many societies in the world now are trying to, you know, they are getting, becoming little sane. But of course, those who were sane earlier are becoming insane. That's the problem, you know. Those who were vegetarians and not eating, and you know, suddenly now, out of fashion, they start eating. Especially when they come to different countries, you know, they think that that is the system. And the people in those countries are trying to become vegetarian. You know, we get every day people appreciating that we are serving vegetarian food. You know, they just all types of people. It's not only Indians or something like that. You know, it's all mostly Westerners, Afro-Americans, Iranians. You know, like that, they come and they say, "Oh, wow, wonderful! I am a vegetarian. I'm, you know." So at least that doesn't mean you are a devotee, but okay, at least it's much better than killing. And that's why all this, so many wars and so on taking place there. And somebody may ask, what is the relationship between the two? This unwanted progeny, you know. And when unwanted progeny comes, Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's problem. So that's the main reason. Because you are killing so many cows, especially. And from cow, they become human being. Okay. And then, that's why the population increases again, you know. Because we are supposed to be going out of this material world to the spiritual world. That's why we got this human body. But we are busy doing other things. So we are still here. We come back or we go down. And then those who are lower species, they come up. So finally this is the problem. So that's why Krishna sometimes tries to balance it, you know, some tsunami and some earthquakes and this and that. So that, otherwise you imagine, you know, if that was also not happening, then there will be big problems. So, these are the two things here in these. And then of course Krishna keeps on talking to Arjuna about his promise to Draupadi. In the next, that is tomorrow, we are going to discuss about that. I would like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Acharya Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.